Injunction's been filed, I'm told, by the emergency manager for the state of Texas and the state's lawyers. As long as we're under the state of emergency and these disaster declarations this spring will go forward, we're going to take the steps necessary today to ensure that the home rule cities have the capability to protect their citizens.
What can you tell us about the injunction? Where was it filed? Who filed it? On behalf of who?
I don't know. I have not read the document. I know it exists, and I didn't need to see it to get on the calls with my state counterparts and begin the work.
So you don't have to go through any sort of special legal wranglings to be able to forge ahead?
The state's top lawyers and our top lawyers are looking at that, but the state's top lawyers are telling me that we do not, and I'll be meeting with my lawyers in the next 120 seconds, as soon as this camera's turned on.
And the purpose of this clearly is to get this spraying to stop?
Yes, and what the CDC tells me as far as that goes in the most hard-hit areas is the delay in spraying can be counted in the number of West Nile cases and potential deaths, and so we're not going to let that happen. The spraying will happen.